This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody's a comedian. All right, here we... excuse me.
That is so perfectly timed.
Okay.
You know it's going to be good when it's you're all choked up.
That's it, right. And here, well, I'm all choked up because you're here, Jennifer. Oh. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, these are the moments you've been waiting for, yes, all week long. It seems like 5 minutes ago we did this for last week, right?
It's true. I was just thinking that. I feel like it was like 4 seconds ago.
Yep, it was. All right, so this is Mother's Day weekend. You may be listening to this program any number of times then. Any number of days, because it's broadcast all weekend long all over the place on gooddayshow.com and reality on hundreds of radio stations. And so before we get started reviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine, we ought to acknowledge Mother's Day and the Mother's Day match game that we've come up with, Jennifer.
Oh, boy. Okay.
A suggestion for asking your mother. Now, this is good for you because you and your mom have a great relationship. So why don't, do you know these? This would be, the first challenge is, do you know the answer to these questions?
Okay.
And the questions may be, what is your mother's favorite song? What's her favorite food? What was her favorite movie? Her favorite kind of car? Favorite TV show?
This is easy. She'd love Country Fried Steak. She'd love probably Let It Be or anything by the Beatles for her favorite song.
Yeah.
And what else? What was the next one?
Favorite movie?
Yeah, favorite movie is Gone with the Wind. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Favorite book, too.
Did she drive a Volkswagen? Don't I remember that?
Very good. No, she got rid of that because it was an awful lemon. You know that car was towed like 7 times?
Oh, really?
That's why I remember it was a Volkswagen, because all the stories you used to tell about her car
getting towed. It was a disaster. Now she's got a Honda RAV. What are they? Is it a RAV4? I don't know. The little SUV from Honda? I don't know.
RAV is a Toyota. Maybe.
Then what is it that she has?
No. A RAV is a Toyota.
She has the Honda.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay, this is a way for you to excommunicate your mother.
Yeah.
The new Toyotas do not have AM radios in them.
Oh, I know.
They don't have radio AM radios that are easy to find. You have to really work at it.
They want to shut us down because it's especially the new electric versions.
Right.
She's got a hybrid, which is kind of interesting. If I were going to go in that direction, that's where I'd go. But she has an AM radio. And God love my mother. We do not line up politically. But she listens to me every single time that she can. She doesn't listen to this program because it's 4 o'clock in the morning usually when we're together.
What? Yeah. Your father listens.
I know.
With your mother.
Because he's a crazy man. Oh, she has the CRV, not the RAV4. See, I knew there was a V in there. It's the Honda CRV. That's what it is.
Got it. Okay.
But, yeah, she's great. And even though she has when she got the car, we made sure it had an AM radio so she can listen all the time.
Now, Jay, you're living with your mom and your dad. What sort of expertise do you have when it comes to answering these questions? Have you played the game with her yet?
I have not played the game with her yet, but I know my mom enough to know that she likes to keep her privacy. She does not like to be discussed.
She's a mystery woman.
Right, exactly. Stop talking about me on the air. Yeah. Okay, well, then I don't want to know about your mother.
I kind of do now that she's a mystery woman. See, this is far more interesting.
Oh, she's fantastic. She is seriously one of the best human beings on this planet, and I'm always asking her. She does everything with grace and patience and calm, this like sense of calm where she'll have something planned and she has to pivot her plans because she has to do something else and something else. Things that would easily stress me out and have me like spinning and my spine basically vibrating. And she's just like, okay, and just rolls with it, and she is like an enigma.
Well, in all the years that I've known your father and worked with him, I've never met your mother. So we are going to have brunch when I'm in Ohio next month.
Oh, you will love her.
Yes,
and now you can write the show, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, right.
How I Met Jay's Mother.
All right, so Jennifer always brings us into some weird thing going on in California. So before we get into the charts... I got one, too. You want to go with yours first?
I was like, oh, gosh, don't put me on the spot about something weird. But, I got one. They want to get away from having police do traffic stops in L.A. So the city council does this big report. Because you know what happens when the government wants to spend money and give money back to the people that got them elected. A lot of times they'll do studies or they'll put together a task force. You know, that's right. How they do right. nothing yeah. but pay people.
Study this.
So the idea from the study is now that they want to have civilians do traffic stops.
Huh.
How do you think that's going to work out?
Well, you know, I've often maintained, frankly, that police who are out there with a radar gun are not really police or policing. They're revenue enhancement officers. So it depends.
Unfortunately, because we're so tight now in L.A., that doesn't even happen very much anymore. Yeah. I mean, when was the last time you come to L.A. a lot that you see that happen?
I've never been stopped ever. Yeah. In Los Angeles for doing anything. And I'm one, if the freeway is open, there's not a lot of traffic, man, I got my pedal to the metal. It's so much fun. There's something about driving on the 5, actually down around where you are, where there's like 6 lanes or whatever the heck it is, and you just open that puppy up, or you're heading on the 405 to the 105. There's something about that stretch that when you just, it's wide open, just hit it.
Nice. Well, don't try this at home.
Right.
It also depends where you live, where some police officers, they just have more on their plate to handle, bigger fish to fry, if you will, where traffic violations.
But if you got to be, let's be honest about it. If you're out there as a revenue enhancement officer, you're not really getting the bad guys. So let some other, if you want to try to cash in on speeders, then just put somebody out there with a radar gun, and when you catch them, you stop them, and you write them a ticket.
But in some locations, that's the only crime happening. In some towns, some cities, the only crime that is happening are traffic violations.
Unfortunately, in L.A., that's not the case. And we've got a lot of officers that are not even enforcing traffic things. My neighbor was telling me the other day, someone was at a red light in a Mercedes, speeds behind him and goes into the intersection, runs the red light, and there was the police officer sitting right there who just went, there's nothing I can do. Like, we're short-staffed, and he shrugged it off. The point is that it's very, traffic stops and domestic encounters are the two most dangerous things that a police officer will do every day. Now they're going to put untrained schlub civilians out there Officer Bob, trying to enforce it.
I mean, look at all the road rage incidents. It's just going to up this.
Sid the Schmo is out there.
Exactly.
Okay, here's another one. A professor at UC Berkeley, that'll tell you something probably right off the bat, has issued an apology this week, Jennifer, for falsely identifying as Native American.
Oh, boy. How?
she said, this is Professor Elizabeth Hoover, who apologized for incorrectly identifying as a woman of Mohawk. This is like Senator, what's her face from Massachusetts?
Elizabeth Warren. I'm an Indian.
That's what the local talk show host called her, Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so she's changed her evil ways, and she now says, I've lived my whole life being a white person.
Ah.
Exactly. So she had a big apology, press conference, betraying her students, and... yada, yada. So what possesses somebody to do this in the first place?
They think they're going to get some kind of benefit or handout or something.
Well, apparently, in this specific situation, she did get those handouts and deeply regrets it, that she was told by family members that this was part of her history and her heritage, and she never did the research to find out if it was true, and so she benefited from a lot of this. And, she is. She is working on different things.
She spent the time filling out the forms to get the
benefit. Well, then I'm not mad at her if her family told her
that. She is trying to rectify this and work with organizations to help really give back the money that she essentially
took. She's doing the right thing. She's a good person. Right?
That's crazy, but maybe.
Right. All right, let's get to the matter at hand here, the top 10 stories and thoughts about them, as many things as we can focus on here. I think the Ukrainian situation is kind of interesting. It's number 8 this week on the countdown, the story list. Ukraine says they need more time to begin the counteroffensive against the Russians. So they're waiting for delivery of armored vehicles from you-know-whom, the Western allies. That means us.
Yeah.
We're coughing up some more weapons, and we have to train these people in Ukraine how to use them. At any rate, Zelensky says thanks very much to the Americans who are proceeding with help on the counter-offensive. It's pretty wet in Ukraine. They've had a lot of rain this spring, and so very muddy. Some of the older tanks have gotten stuck.
Now, is the rain actually water, or is it dollar bills from the United States?
liquefied gold, right? That's what it is.
I don't mean to be mean, because I don't like Russia, and I'd love to see, you know, the end of this quickly. But the fact that this week they asked for 1% of our GDP, it's not okay. President Trump's town hall this week, he was saying, you know, we need Europe to pitch in. Europe should be concerned with European security just as much as the United States is. And instead, it's always like, well, ask the U.S., ask the U.S. Why should we give 1% of our GDP to Ukraine? That's like $200 billion or something like that. Come on.
Is that the only thing you got out of that town hall
meeting? Oh, I guess I loved it.
Of course you did.
Well, did you even watch it before you trash it?
I watched, actually, I did watch a little of it, but I got annoyed because he went down that same street of calling people names.
She was awful. I would have called her worse than that. Oh, she was terrible. She
Caitlin
was rude.
Collins, number three on the people list. Well, it was a setup. It was what you would expect from CNN.
Yeah, and I thought
it was what you would expect from Trump.
No, here's the difference. He did so well this time, because a lot of times people will engage him and he'll just get locked into arguing with the person and he'll lose his message. The reason he's more disciplined this time around, I think, is that he was sitting there talking to her. She's being so rude. You let me know if you think that Joe Biden was sitting in that chair, if she would be treating him that way. Or
what'd you expect from CNN?
Doesn't matter.
So why did he go there?
Because
he didn't have to go. Why did he go?
It was brilliant because he made CNN watch him. He made CNN watch him. So I'm just saying that the point, instead of engaging with her and like going down the rabbit hole with her, he turned to the crowd and started talking to them, and he won them over in about 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Well, and between that and the fact that DeSantis is trying to destroy Disney, it was a good week for Trump. All right, let's pause in the Talk Radio Review at 18 after the hour.
Make your tires shine with Superior Coverall Tire Shine at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people can help you choose the right cleaning supplies for your vehicle. Finish any great detail job with Superior Coverall Tire Shine. Right now, get two bottles for just $18. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner going through some of the items that are on the charts this week for Talkers Magazine. We'll have the ancillary combination of Michael Harrison with the Talk Radio, the official countdown, and then the ladies and I talking about things, for example, the trending items, the stories that you're following this week, subject matter for the moments that we're in right now, as a matter of fact. So we're going to go through some of the comments. But I thought, Jennifer, you'd enjoy one of our calls this week. This is just another typical good day caller.
Michael LaVon Robinson, Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
I like all transsexuals.
VHN. Okay, got it.
All right. Now, Jennifer, would you like me to forward that call so you can play it on your morning program at KRLA? You can
sure.
do that.
Yeah,
if
why
like.
Not? Sure.
All right, so, Gene, send that along to Jennifer.
Got it.
Excuse me. Okay. What else have we got?
That rumor has been going around for a long time, but, you know, it's hard to know. I mean, he's got the name, though. That's interesting.
All right. So what other stories do we find are piquing interest with our listeners, Jay?
Jan is following the migrant problem, saying, I live 60 miles from the border, and it's very stressful to think so many illegals will be pouring over the border tonight. I live in Tucson.
Yeah, isn't it ridiculous?
It is a mess.
My God, what a mess. Unbelievable. It's so irresponsible. What horrible
irresponsible.
Leadership.
I think it's on purpose. It's collapsing us. It is really a serious, serious problem. It is. I don't know where it is on the chart. It should be the top story this week.
I was surprised that the Trump story wasn't number one, but this was. It is the number one.
It should be.
Yeah.
It absolutely
really?
Should
okay.
be.
Really? Okay. All right. Who else do we have here?
Well, yeah, and then a lot of the Trump and Biden stuff. Diana says, Trump's stupid town hall. He hasn't changed. Do all of you conservatives want that for 4 more years?
Yes. Are you
kidding? Four more years.
You can't tell me, lady, and I hope you're listening right now, and please answer on social media if you are. You can't tell me that it's better in the last 2 years than it was in the last four. Because if you think this open border is okay and our economy is okay and Ukraine getting invaded by Russia is okay, and us pulling out of Afghanistan like a bunch of lunatics is okay, and the crime is okay, I don't want to live where you live. Thank you.
And if you'd like to call and talk to Jennifer right now, 855-999. Doug, I'm with you on all of those except Afghanistan. We had no business being, well,
I agree
when
with
we
you,
first
but
went
we shouldn't
over
have
there.
Left like we did. We killed 13 of our 13 of our men got killed because of that disaster.
Well, how many men got killed for no good reason at all in Afghanistan and Iraq in the tens of thousands? The leadership we've had in this country since George Bush. All right, anyway, keep going. What do we have next?
Flipping it over to the other side, Suzanne says the Biden family corruption schemes. That's what she's following.
That's number five this week on the countdown. I'm beginning to believe most of that stuff, frankly.
Yeah, Tim Lowe echoes it, saying the continuing saga of the Biden crime family and all of the money they received from foreign powers, yet not one peep. And I have to think that if it were another president, this would be front page of every news organization and at least three investigations.
The Bidens and the Corleones. Corleones? Who was in The Godfather? What was the name of that family?
Don Corleone.
Don Corleone, yeah.
Right, okay. So it's Don Joe instead of John. Not to be confused with Don Ho. All right, 28 past the hour, listening to the Talk Radio Review.
Thank you for great money-saving ideas. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Among recent suggestions submitted to the blog, double-check your checking and bank accounts for those trial subscriptions and memberships that have become permanent if you don't cancel them, which many, possibly most, don't or forget to. You may not have noticed small automatic payments. Two energy-saving tips for the kitchen. If you cover and wrap foods in the fridge, you will prevent moisture from escaping and ask less of the compressor. Use plastic wrap, not aluminum foil, and you should only run the dishwasher when it's full. Several who posted are selling their gently used clothing online at Poshmark or Depop, DEPOP.com. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, at Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right, just slip in. To do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Get the best podcasts at usapodcasting.com.
USA News, I'm Lance Pryor.
USA News on demand.
On demand.
The Good Day Download.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
War.
Ah.
All right. Swing out the roof.
Into the paranormal.
Into the paranormal.
On demand.
Get it all on demand. Anytime. USApodcasting.com. USA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the United States Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in encounters since Title 42 ended last Thursday. Mayorkas says the Border Patrol reported 6,300 encounters on Friday and 4,200 on Saturday. He noted that the Border Patrol saw more than 10,000 encounters earlier in the week, and Mayorkas did caution it's too early to say if the expected surge has peaked. Ukraine's President Zelensky is visiting Britain today, seeking hundreds more missiles and attack drones in an effort to help his war effort against invading Russia. The UK government confirmed Zelensky's arrival and said he will meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at the Prime Minister's country retreat outside London. It's Zelensky's second trip to the UK since February of 2022, when the war began. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
All right, 34 after the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Review. As we look at the numbers and the information, the charts from Talkers Magazine, you get this info at gooddayshow.com every week and talkers.com. Jennifer Horn and Jay Krasner. What? I was going to say Jay. Jay, huh? Jay Krasner.
Jay what? Who?
Jay Krasner. Where'd that come from?
Whew.
Yeah, I know.
That's her name when she stars in the movie Cars.
Okay. All right, so Jennifer and Jay and Doug here discussing the issues of the week. The courts have ruled there was a law passed that banned gun sales to young Americans, i.e. anybody under 21, and now it's been declared unconstitutional. So on what basis? By the way, Jennifer, what kind of a gun have you got?
I have a .45.
A Colt .45?
Yeah, it's a Colt knockoff. It's what the Korean Army used. I forget the name of the brand.
It was made in China.
It was not made in China, actually. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Jay, I don't think you have a gun, but if you were going to buy one, what would you buy?
I don't know. I don't know enough about guns to know. Yeah. Like, honestly, when you said Colt 45, I was like, the beer?
No, there was.
I could see Jay with the 22. I could see her. You know, she got her self a snappy.
The reason it was the reason the beer was called Colt 45 was because of the gun that preceded the beer. It was back in the early American West. The Colt 45 was the probably most popular gun that was around. Look at the old. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to almost bet, that the gun that was used in the Rust fiasco was a 45, a Colt 45. I would be willing. Somebody will probably research that now that I've said it. But I think that's it. So anyway, the fact that that young adults under 21 can get a, what is it now? So is it 20, 18, 19, 13? What's the, what is the, I don't even know what the age is.
For like a shotgun, it depends state by state, but usually for a shotgun it's 18, and for a handgun it's 21.
Oh, okay. Federal judge in Virginia was the one that ruled on that. Okay, so what else have we got in terms of jurisprudence? The Supreme Court overturned two New York fraud convictions. The Justice Department has become skeptical toward prosecutions of state corruption. They didn't say they were wrong. They just overturned it because they were state jurisdictions, not federal jurisdictions. Well, you talk about getting into the weeds, right? But that's what the Supreme Court's all about. They don't really deal with big issues. You know that, right? It's not. It's never a big issue. It's what little nuance there is to whatever
the law, not necessarily making a decision about the law.
Yeah. So here's another ruling, Jennifer. The Supreme Court upheld a California law requiring that pigs be treated humanely.
I know.
The Supreme Court actually had the time to study the California law that requires.
Well, this was a big one because it seems funny, but the voters voted for it, which is part of the problem because voters are dopey. And it's not that I don't love pigs. I do. It's just it put out pig farming in California, essentially. It shut down the farms because you had to have a certain amount of room. The same thing with chicken farmers. It's why a lot of egg prices are up in California even more than around the country. You have to have a certain amount of room around your animals. You have to have
about a foot.
To have all of the stipulations that the state has put out because they want to have humane farms. Well, it sounds really nice. Of course, we all want humane farms, but what happens is that most farms cannot operate. And then California took another step further and said, well, if farms around the country don't abide by these, then we're not going to buy their products either to sell in the grocery store.
Well, the problem with the pig farms is that one of the elements here is that the Chinese have bought Smithfield. They did, what, 4, 5, 6 years ago? So the Chinese government owns, and by the way, it's the same company that owns TikTok.
Yeah.
So you can see let's buy a pork farm and TikTok. So anyway, the government controls the government of China controls what you eat. It's not Jimmy Dean sausage. I don't think they own that yet, but they own the Smithfield brand is well known.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've shut down 35 farms this past week. There were pig farms, most of them in California, and I'm thinking it's because of that. But Smithfield now says they don't have enough pork, so they're going to close down 35 processing plants that are related to some of the farms because they have huge, it's the same as everything else, these huge agribusinesses that have thousands of pigs and thousands of cows and thousands of chickens. And what do you think you're eating? You're eating crap. That's what you're eating. Anyway, I get off on my toot. You can get the rest of that on the American Family Farmer because we got to keep moving here. By the way, I forgot to mention this when we were talking about Donald Trump and his fabulous appearance on CNN this past week. Apparently, E. Jean Carroll says she's going to sue him again for the vile comments that he made about her on the CNN town hall, right? What did he say about her?
He didn't say anything vile about her. He just said her poor husband because he said, I'm Donald Trump. I'm very famous. I own the Plaza Hotel next door. She tells the story that when I met her at the front door of Bergdorf Goodman, he said, which I never go into unless it's like a charity event or something. He's like, I don't go shopping there. She says, we met at the front door. We were so overcome with passion that we went to a dressing room that she looked for the dressing room that didn't have a lock on it because
this is what he's saying about her?
No, he's recanting, like telling her story that she told the judge, which is crazy. And then we had that, you know, I forced her to have sex in a dressing room. He's like, why wouldn't I take her to the Plaza? It's right next door. Like, you know, it just didn't make any sense. And he says, I swear on my children, I didn't rape this woman. I don't even know this woman. And the fact is that she, you know, they gave him they charged him $5 million for defamation for denying the fact that he raped her. And so he denied it again on TV. So now that's another $5 million. Like, what are you supposed to do if someone accuses you of rape and you didn't do it?
You prove that you didn't do it, I guess, much as anything else.
How do you do that?
Well, how do you prove anything?
Yeah. And
you can prove when something does happen, but if it doesn't, how do you prove that? It just becomes lack of evidence of it happening that isn't there.
Yeah, okay. I didn't look at it that way, but I get it.
Well, and also, not only how do you prove it, but if you can't say you didn't do it, I mean, if somebody accused me of something I didn't do, I'd scream, hey, I didn't do that. That shouldn't be
defamation. I didn't do that.
Right.
Yeah. Prove it. Okay. And that happened this week. Jay, recount for Jennifer, if you don't mind, the back and forth we had with somebody. I'm trying to remember if there was a phone call or whether it was social media stuff. The comment after I said that Trump said it was okay to rape women or whatever it was that I paraphrased.
She did not say that.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. But somebody, that's what someone thought they heard. Oh, yes. I can't remember exactly what this person said, but it was something along the lines of, I don't know. They accused Doug of saying something he most certainly did not say.
Well, but also, we got into the Billy Bushes, if you will, and the conversation that got him fired that he had nothing to do with other than he was a... And then he said, but the comment, which is now living a life of its own, was something along the lines that important people, politicians...
Yeah, they get away with stuff. Actually asked about it. The first time I saw him comment about it happened at the CNN town hall.
Yeah.
And he said, I'd like to say that isn't true. He actually handled it pretty well. I don't know. He probably should have just said, I shouldn't have said something like that. It would be over. But he said, I'd like to say something like that isn't true. But it is true. People in power are able to get away with a lot more than people who are not. And he said, that doesn't make it good. It doesn't make it right. But it makes it true. And this is how it's been for a million years.
Does he point the finger at himself when he's saying that?
Well, they asked him, are you famous? You know, that they did that with the E. Jean Carroll trial as well. And he said, I am famous. But he said, I don't like how it should be, you know, how it is. But it is like that. And sadly, he's right. People with money and power, women will put up with a whole lot more than if you're, you know, paycheck to paycheck and, you know, running a...
Well, that's where a lot of the Me Too stuff kind of came from, where somebody of power, not only women are the victims putting up with it, but other people who know what's happening will keep their mouths shut.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So number 7 on the countdown list is the COVID, the story of the emergency. Do you know, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because it's so ludicrous that at this point there'd be an official announcement and that people would actually be talking about the fact that the government is so out of touch. You know, the official announcement was travelers to the U.S. no longer need to be vaccinated against COVID to come into the country. That was the way they officially announced that the COVID emergency was over. There's no more an emergency, so you don't need to be vaccinated.
Don't you feel good about that?
This is so asinine. This government and the government, it's so out of, it's just ridiculous. It is asinine, frankly. It really is. Okay, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, Caitlin Collins, where did she come from? What's her background? I didn't know anything about her until this week.
She's been at CNN for quite a while. I know she covered the White House when Trump was president.
Really?
But she's young. I think she was born in 92. I looked her up. So she's still she's a young woman. So I think she's getting started. But she's been at CNN for a while. They say she's going to take over the 6 o'clock spot because they have an opening in the evening and that she's the new rising star at CNN.
So who did they move around to fill where Tucker was?
That's at Fox.
Oh, Right.
And they're still
confuse the two.
They're still putting people in. So this week it's Kaylee McEnany. Last week it was
So is this the Don Lemon hole?
Don Lemon had gone to mornings, but they hadn't really finished. Because remember, their lineup has been in flux because Cuomo was there, Lemon was there,
right.
Cooper's the only one left. So I think, I don't even know what's there, to be honest, because I usually listen to CNN in the morning.
I'm a fan of News Nation, as you know.
Yeah, and I don't hate it, actually. It's not bad.
It's actually good. Dan Matthews, and I see the stuff in the evening, Cuomo, and then Matthews, and then Banfield. But supposedly Cuomo has said, whether he really did or not, because Don Lemon has called the people apparently over at News Nation and, hey, how about giving me a shot? And Cuomo says, not on my life. If that's true, it'd be interesting to see. Maybe it's just a rumor.
I have not heard great things about Don Lemon. I hear that he's very rude to women.
He's a jerk.
I don't know that a lot of people like him. So I don't know. It may be tough for him. But anyway, so you asked about Caitlin Collins. My problem with her was that during this town hall, it's just very, the way she acted was very disrespectful. And I'm curious to know if she would have asked those same questions with the tone and tenor of a Joe Biden or of a President Obama. I feel like there's just, it's almost like there is just no respect.
That's the way it is across the board. But I think,
you know what? That's not true.
Trump
because if I were asking questions, no, I don't believe that. If I were
asking questions
of President Obama or of President Biden, I would ask tough questions, but I wouldn't be a jerk about it. I mean, she was awful.
Well, that's not news. They're trying, once again, what happens to people like that is they confuse their role as being a news person. They're supposed to be out of the story, not in the story, but she became the story because she's a jerker burger. The tone also is set by Trump and his being a jerkleburger when he calls people names and things like that. So, at any rate, Jennifer, let's you and I talk about Balance 7, shall we, for a minute or two? Balance 7, something that is good. Oh, I only have 20 seconds to talk about. I thought I had more time than that. All right, Jennifer, give us 10 seconds on Balance 7.
You've got sour stomach and you've got trouble eating your favorite foods. Balance 7, it works great. Try it out.
800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039 to balance your body.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination. Not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Grid Day program, time for a sweet visit from his sweetness, Nick Miles. He's our auto expert, been traveling around this week as he usually does, and I'm sure he's become privy to the story about a six-year-old and a three-year-old that crashed their parents' car while they were driving around a toy store. The parents went into the toy store, and the two brothers took the car and drove it around. They drove it around. They wanted to go, but they didn't get into the toy store, so they decided to drive this Toyota around the parking lot. So how you like that, huh?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, first of all, how did they leave the keys in the car?
That yeah, was, right.
A thousand and one things wrong with those parents.
Okay, here's something that's a very interesting overview of jobs in America. Apparently, looking at an overview here of the most trusted professions in America, of the top 10, number 9 on the list, so number 1, nurses are the most trusted. At the bottom of the list at number 9, car salespeople, but at number 10, members of Congress. So car salespeople are more trusted than members of Congress. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I don't know. It depends who you bought your car from last time.
I suppose. Yeah, exactly. All right, would you buy? There's a whole lot of information about this revolutionary new vehicle, the zero-emissions hydrogen car. Who's going to make it? I saw one called the NAM X, which is made by a Moroccan French company. I certainly want to buy my cars from somebody in Morocco. right?
Right.
Yeah.
So okay. These are interesting. We do have two hydrogen cars on sale in the U.S. There is, yeah. There's only hydrogen filling stations for the public really exist in Southern California. So clearly it's only sold in that part of the world.
Right.
And there's the Toyota Mirai. That is actually a really nice car. I've driven it. It's sort of like a bigger Prius. And then there's also a Hyundai Niro. That is nice. It's a little SUV. Honda have had an insight. Honda have had a vehicle that is hydrogen on and off, but they don't seem to have a pure direction. But BMW are dropping 500 test vehicles this year.
Really?
That'll be hydrogen. And they said they'll start selling hydrogen vehicles in 5 years' time. Like the X5 will be a hydrogen version. The trouble is, where do you fill it up?
That's it. Ding, 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 ding. All right, I'm glad to see, Nick, that you in your spare time flying from here to there on planes has come up with a guide to car makers and their names and how people screw up the pronunciation of, like, Renault.
Yeah.
That's the American pronunciation of Renault. Right?
Exactly. Right. But most of these names, I should point out, are vehicles that you or I won't buy.
No.
Most people won't buy. But it's interesting to hear how badly we mess them up.
Well, it's Porsche. We say Porsche, but it's not Porsche. What's the correct way to pronounce it's, P-O-R-S-C-H-E?
Yeah, Porsche.
Porsche.
76% of people get that wrong. I was told by the head of Porsche about 6 years ago that you sit on the Porsche and watch the sunset. You drive a Porsche.
There you go. Standing on the corner watching all the girls go by. All right, so let's see. What other names are there here that we know? What's the one that's most... mispronounced, like the
one.
Peugeot. What's the Peugeot? Yeah,
the big one that people get wrong is BMW. They call it a BMW, and it's actually a BMW, a BMW, because in German, W is pronounced V. So it's BMW.
BMW?
Huh? Yes, it's BMW.
It's actually Bavarian Motor Works made all of the tanks for the Nazis in World War II. That's really
and
what...
planes, yeah. So
and planes, too. Yeah,
there is W in German, so it's BMW.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy with BMW. I'm happy to mispronounce it.
Well, what about, as we're in the German department, what about Volkswagen, the car of the people?
Yeah. So Volkswagen.
Volkswagen. The V is an F. Volkswagen.
Yeah, so people's vehicle, Volkswagen.
So that would be the way Arnold Schwarzenegger would probably pronounce it, right?
Yes.
Volkswagen.
Exactly. The one that's really debatable, Doug, is Hyundai. And we were told when the company launched in the United States by the CEO, the American CEO, that we had to be called Hyundai, like Sunday. But actually, the way the Koreans pronounce is Hyundai. And
Hyundai.
He got it wrong. Yeah.
Hyundai.
The CEO actually got it wrong. Yeah, Hyundai.
Sounds like a salute, right? Hyundai!
Yes, I feel like I should be punching something.
Yeah, exactly. Check out all your auto questions at rautoexpert.com. Nick Miles here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.